Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Travelers.
That's what that made me think of. More like I was watching Stanley Tucci on CNN touring Italy. The Tucci, who's a real
hunk. Sorry,
hunk.
I forgot you're on nickname basis with Stanley Tucci.
Most people, I think, refer to him as the Tucci at this point. And we saw he focuses on a little area in the Italian Alps. Do they have the Alps there? Anyway, not gonna overthink this. There's some rare cheese, and that's what I was like, I'm there with that really rare mountain cheese. But guess what we have that's even more rare and special than mountain cheese, Zach?
What do we have that's even... I mean, I think I know.
Okay, also this is Off Book, the Improvised Musical rare. With Zach and Jess. That one's Zachary Now.
And that one's Jess McKenna.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianos, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the Fret. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins. But we have something even more rare and precious
more
than alpine
than
cheese.
Rare alpine cheese?
Even more rare and special than Tucci's ability to rock a linen suit. Please welcome to the show, stand-up comedian. You can catch her on Good Trouble. It's Sherry Cola.
Sherry Cola. I love cheese.
What's
Me
not
too.
To love about
okay,
cheese?
How would you identify as a cheese?
Oh, wow. Already coming in with so much.
Coming
to bring
in hot,
offer.
Baby.
Okay, my instinct is originally to go with something fresh and low maintenance, like a fresh mozzarella or a ricotta, because I feel like I'm just
you are low maintenance.
I want to be here and ready for the party. I'm not about being like aged on a shelf, as like much respect and love for that. I think I am a little bit more like I'm summertime. I'm getting scooped out onto even a nectarine with balsamic. Like I'm doing some flavor profile swip swapping between salty, savory, sweet.
I want to say I'm Brie. I'm Brie adjacent.
Oh my gosh.
Emotionally, I think, you know, I'm a softy on the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
I will melt in your mouth. And that's my reputation that I hope to keep in town. And you know, the exterior can be kind of badass.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I think
it's got a shell.
Brie, at first, people go, oh, do I know what to do with Brie? Oh, yes, Brie's making it so easy for me to know what to do with Brie. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brie. Mm-hmm.
And Brie is just like immediately, it's a breath of fresh air. You know, you're in love with it.
I feel like I'm a buffalo mozzarella.
Okay, you're just hanging out nearby me, giving credence to our partnership.
Is that the wet one?
Yeah, they're both kind of wet.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, listen. Brie's actually dry. I mean, lately, pandemic, let's be real. But I'll take it. I'll take what I can get these days, honey.
But the thing about Brie that's great is that it's great a little firmer and it's great in its wetter, gooier state.
Right. It depends on its surroundings.
But both versions are good. Both versions are excellent.
I have found that all cheese, if you get it hot enough, will melt. And isn't that so true about us and who we are on the inside and the outside?
If you get us hot enough, we will melt.
But also metaphorically, right? We all have that tough, cheesy exterior and that inner cheesy part. And maybe I changed my mind to be Parmesan.
Your Parmesan? Oh, you're a hard guy with a rind, huh?
Maybe
oh.
I don't know. I don't.
A hard boy. We love hard boy.
Hard boy coming through. We go now to an office building. Windows and windows. Quiet little boxes. It's the end of the day. I wish I said something more to Deborah today at lunch. Gosh, I could kick myself. Why didn't I act on that hunch? To say, Deborah, do you mind, please? May I compare you to a type of cheese? I'd like to know you better. Irish cheddar.
Can't compare you to a cheese. Compare you to a cheese. Can I compare you to a cheese? Compare you to a cheese. Compare you to a cheese. Can I compare you to a cheese? I was walking in the park. It was late after dark when I came upon an old man alone on a park bench. And he was such a peculiar man, with such a peculiar stench. And I thought, can I sit down next to you? Because you smell like a Gouda. But I didn't say that, and then he walked away. And it's a regret that I've had, and will have to my dying day. Can I compare you to a cheese? Compare you to a cheese. 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 Compare you to a cheese.
Stranger on a bus, you don't know.
You don't know what you do.
You look like charcuterie. Sometimes I'm hard to kiss, 'cause I have holes just like a Swiss. But I gotta give you kudos. You taste good with prosciutto. Can I compare you to a cheese?
Well, Michael, the road is a dusty one today.
Now, I was looking at the road, and I was thinking, now maybe today the road will be smooth, the road will be clear, but, Eugene, the road's a dusty one today.
Nope.
Clarence, would you agree that the road's a dusty one today?
Listen, you know, I'm usually a pessimist, but rocky roads kind of make me feel something nice, you know.
Well, that is something to consider.
Now, that's something to think about. Because now when you think of a rocky road, you think, now, this is going to be hard on tires. This is going to be hard on bikes.
Well, but it's real nice between the legs, you know.
The rocky road provides an organic situation for you to have a stimulation that you don't even have to think about.
The rocky road gets you a rumbling and a grumbling, and maybe you thought that this was going to be a smooth ride. It's not going to get you there.
Oh, but the destination, oh, it feels real nice.
You can't get to the top if the road is smooth. Smooth road ain't gonna get you there. You need a rocky road to rumble and jumble you to get to the place where the people stare.
Sometimes if I think about it, I get a little too shy. So instead I just hop in for a bumpy ride. And then I have the distance to say, oh, what's this? It's like a beautiful accidental bliss.
Once I'm lonely and I want to feel, I just jump right behind the wheel and pull up maybe at a gas station so I can fill the tank for masturbation.
Yes, we are riding for masturbation. We are riding for masturbation.
It adds new meaning to a fun vacation when you're riding for masturbation.
You know, my favorite part about it is how it kind of sneaks up on you. And at first you think, oh, this road will never be rocky enough for a persistent enough stretch of time. And then, you know, you start hunting for potholes thinking, well, what if I took my darn tires over that bit?
Yeah. Sometimes I take off my tires to make the road extra rumbly, and I ride into the desert to get that feeling below my tummy, and even down deeper, and I run over a cactus, 'cause that gets me rumbling, that's just the fact is.
We're riding for masturbation.
Riding for masturbation.
Riding for masturbation. We could walk around, but hey, that's just the sensation. We are riding for masturbation.
I feel,
yes,
a tingle in my butt.
In your butt?
When I'm in a cul-de-sac doing donuts, and I look ahead and the road is closed, but not my legs.
Road is closed, but my legs are open.
Road is closed, but my legs are open. So stop and wish, 'cause I am hoping the road won't be closed, but open. Anyway, I was thinking of riding into town to sell my cheese wares, but I was thinking of taking the long road.
I was thinking of taking my four-wheeler out into the desert to go sell my cactus fruit, but I was going to take the long way there.
The long way there. Sometimes I just switch out my tires for some Gouda wheels.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be a very bumpy and irregular ride.
Well, and I also think that'll be sort of a slow and murmuring ride. You know, it's really going to take its time, especially as the Gouda doesn't start to melt, you know.
Yeah.
The Gouda doesn't start to melt.
Once the Gouda doesn't start to melt, you're going to be going through those potholes low and slow.
Low and slow, just how I like it.
Hey, can I talk to you? I just, hold on. I'm trying to stay low because I don't want to interrupt the old people over there on their porch.
Yeah, do you guys ever wonder what old people are saying when they're on the porch?
Well, here's the thing. I've been listening to them and it feels like...
It's probably
like...
boring, right? No, Duncan, it's probably boring, right? They're probably saying, oh, my cross stitch. Oh, my cross stitch got in the way of my big mouth bass.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my cross stitch got in the way of my grandchildren visiting.
I feel like they're probably like comparing and like fighting on like competing on like who's going to die first. Like, I feel like it's a competition, you know?
Yes.
Sandra, Kellyanne, that is what I would have assumed before listening to this conversation. I gotta tell you, these old people are just getting horny and driving out into the desert.
Duncan, stop telling fibs, okay? When Christina and I invited you back into the group, it was on a condition that you'd stop telling fibs.
Listen, I understand that I've told some tall tales in the past and that it might make that difficult for you, Kellyanne, and Christina to understand what I'm telling you right now. But I swear on my fire newt's life My, you know, my little newt that I love so very much.
Okay,
it's my
Duncan,
only pet.
You know that that was the initial fib that got you kicked out of this group because you said you had a fire newt and then you never even showed us that fire newt.
We don't believe you.
We don't believe that you have a fire newt.
Just because I haven't shown it to you doesn't make it a fib.
You tell me why I haven't seen your fire newt right now.
He needs to live in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I haven't
right.
had you over to my
yeah,
house.
Yeah, right. Take us to your house right now.
Okay.
Okay, seriously?
Yeah, let's go.
Fine, let's all hop on our one wheels.
Okay, let's drive in the opposite direction of wherever these old people are going because I'm not looking to watch a bunch of people.
Allegedly, they are not horny. They're probably like, oh no, my recipe for meringues is wrong for this temperature. I didn't know I needed a dry climate when I got my niece to download it from the internet for me. That's what they're probably saying, Duncan, and
that's nothing about anything else.
That just
feels personal to you and whatever your grandparent may have just made you do about meringue recipes on the internet.
Old people suck.
My grandma makes me download recipes.
Wait, tell him, Kellyanne. We didn't just...
Old people suck.
Shots off the bow as we drive
away.
We want
to see your fire newt, you liar.
Oh, my God. Now I don't even want to show you guys.
Oh, come on, Duncan. We cannot go through this again.
Don't be like a typical kid and play hard to get all the time.
I'm not into games. Let me show you my beaut. Hold on. Okay, we're outside my house. I have to knock because this is definitely my house. Hold on.
What? Duncan.
It's my house.
Wait,
it's fine.
You're bluffing.
Yeah, why are you knocking on your own door?
Can I come clean with you?
Please, we've been begging you for that. We say friendships can only be built on trust. Stop
Listen,
the fib.
I swear, I haven't told you a single fib, but there's a reason that I haven't shown you inside my house, and it's because, and there's a reason I'm knocking on my door, and it's because I'm not supposed to tell anyone this. My parents work for the FBI.
What?
The FBI? The FBI?
They work from home?
They work from home for the FBI. Well, I mean, they're not always working from home, but this is our home and they work for the FBI.
Okay.
But they're home right now.
Okay.
So that's why, just be cool.
Okay.
We're always cool.
I'll keep it cool.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
freak out.
I have to do the secret knock to open the...
Whoa, that was simple.
Keep going. And yet one more. Enter, dear son.
See? Hi, Mom. These are my friends. This is Kellyanne. This is Christina.
Oh, hello. Yes. Very cool girls with very clear lines about trust and loyalty. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I have to show them my fire newt because they think that everything I've been telling them is a lie so far.
Yes.
Hi. I'm not making eye contact. I promise.
Oh, good. Yes. Look away. You may look at many of our framed pieces of artwork. Some of them are real and some of them are reprintings. What a fun game to decide which is which.
My mom has this fun game where we have some extremely valuable pieces of art and then a bunch of ones that are repercussions that were seized.
Oh.
Reprints, not repercussions.
Oh.
I'm a little jumbled today because my friends don't trust me and they think I've been telling a bunch of lies.
No, we trust him.
So we trust you. Oh my gosh, we trust you.
Going into the bathroom all together, but it's not weird. It's just because that's
Duncan,
where the fire newt lives.
Duncan,
yeah.
Would you like me to prepare a platter of Takis for your friends?
Yeah,
Fuego?
Yeah, Fuego Takis.
Fuego Takis?
Yes, please.
Great.
And then a glass of milk.
No.
To quench the spice on your tongues.
No.
It does a better job of getting around the particles that
I got made fun of for drinking milk at school. So, like, water or soda is good.
And I'm actually lactose intolerant. I mean, I'll drink whatever.
Oh, we have almond milk if that's good.
Yes, we have alt milks. Although, how tough for you? May you ever ingest cheese?
No.
Oh, what a sad fate.
I'm not allowed.
Oh, what a sad fate.
Mom, don't mourn my friend's fate of not being able to eat cheese. I'm just trying to go to the bathroom and show them my fire newt.
Okay, Duncan, I'll prepare a platter of Takis and you can get your own beverages.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's Dad, by the way?
Dad is dealing with the hot air balloon in the backyard.
Great, tell him to stay outside. I don't want to deal with him right now. Can
Are
we
you
lock
sure?
the door? Yeah. I
Are
lock
you sure?
The, I want to lock the door so
Francis.
Dad...
Francis, stay outside.
Why would I come inside?
I don't know. I'm telling you to stay outside.
Well, why would I come in then?
All right, you're handled there, dear. Okay, I'll serve a plate of Takis.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, wow, that was so cool. So she
that was so cool. Much
both
cooler.
So lame and weird.
No way.
Ugh, so I hate my freaking parents in there. Which of these is the real Mona Lisa? Which of these is the fake water lilies?
Oh my gosh, I can't. Whoa.
So Duncan. They work from home, the secret FBI stuff.
They don't work from home, but they are at home sometimes when they work.
So he's a hobbyist hot air balloonist?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this.
So that was fake. That was fake. Wink, wink.
Yeah, is the hot air balloon actually a satellite?
No, it's annoyingly real. He's always like, let's go up in the hot air balloon and paint vistas of the beautiful countryside. And I'm like, Dad, I just want to play Valorant.
Okay, fine, but shut up.
My Xbox Series X.
Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up.
Okay, fine, but shut up.
Okay, fine, but shut up.
I haven't said anything
since. Okay, fine, but shut up.
You've spilled so much. But so much. Put the lid on it. Tell us more, but fuck you.
But okay, fine, but shut up.
Look. What's happening right now?
Christina, fine, Christina, it's real.
Kellyanne.
The fire newt. I just want nobody to talk while I take in the fire newt. I can't believe it's real.
Oh.
Do you want me to describe it for you?
No.
Wait.
I said okay, fine, but shut up. I don't know how to be any clearer than that.
Shh. Shh. Okay. Does it do tricks?
Shh. Shh. Yeah, tell her, but don't answer.
Wait, what?
I mean, fine, just answer, but, you know, be quick.
No, it doesn't do tricks. It just eats bloodworms.
Say nothing.
Bloodworms.
Say nothing, but tell us everything.
Yeah.
Okay. They smell real gross, but you have to feed it to them.
What's his name?
His name?
Okay, fine, but shut up. Just shut up.
Okay.
Hurry up, but shut up.
His name? Is President Ulysses S. Flames.
Fuego Takis.
Fuego Takis.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about him right now. Okay. Fire Newt. Very small, very black, and amphibious. And he's always swimming around on his rock. Yeah, he's into this. He is poisonous to fish, but not poisonous to meat. He is black on his back, and he's got other colors underneath. He's got a red belly, and it's got black spots. Poisonous to people, he is not. Poisonous to fish, yes, he is. Eating a lot of bloodworms, that's his biz. And he lives inside this bowl, and I do not take him out. And he breathes inside the water, and also on the land, no doubt. He's not poisonous to people, he is poisonous to fish. So fish shouldn't eat him, would they die, you wish.
Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up.
Wait,
but
what?
Keep going, cause I love this. Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up. But keep going, cause I love this.
He's got 2 feet up the front and 2 feet in the back.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little tail. His back is black.
Uh-huh.
His belly is red. And it has black spots.
Uh-huh.
He's not poisonous to people. He is not. He is poisonous to fish. And then you will learn the only food he eats is a bunch of blood worms. And the worms aren't made of blood. That's just what they are called. He is not big. He is pretty small.
Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up. But keep going. But also stop, cuz. Okay, fine, but shut up. Okay, fine, but shut up. You kinda said mostly the same things again. So,
you're telling me this fire newt is in disguise.
What?
Just like your parents. This fire newt is just like one of those spies.
Yeah!
And it's on fire, just like a talkie. The fire newt just said, you can't stop me. I'm gonna tell all of your secrets of your family. Because you can't do nothing to stop me.
Okay.
That was so weird. I can't believe the fire newt just ran out.
Duncan, as soon as we started getting close to the truth, your fire newt freaking ran out. But also, Christina, I have a thought that since he wasn't fibbing about having a fire newt, maybe he wasn't fibbing about those old people being horn dogs. And that's really
spinning my wheels out right now. That's like spinning my cheddar Gouda wheels out right now. That is like making my brain Swiss Miss Cocoa with mini marshmallows about that right now, because I'm like, what? They weren't talking about downloaded recipes, about fun summer recipes for salmon?
No, they were talking about getting off-roading and rumbling until they reached orgasm.
And off-roading or getting off-roading?
Both.
Getting
truly
off-roading?
Both. They were getting off both on and off-road.
On and off-road. And that's, is that the case your parents are trying to crack?
Yeah.
God, maybe. I hope not. I hope the Federal Bureau investigation is not spending a bunch of resources to find out why the old people in this town are so horny. But if they were, they wouldn't freaking tell me, because they don't tell me anything.
Duncan, I have your talkies for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, dear. The fire newt has escaped its aquarium terrarium.
The fire newt didn't escape and isn't going to tell all your family's FBI secrets to the world.
Duncan.
Hmm?
We talked about keeping that fire newt, President Ulysses S. Flames, under the strictest lockdown key.
I didn't let him out. He just jailbreaks and ran away or something.
Duncan.
Mom, what?
If President Ulysses S. Flames is not returned to this house in 1.25 hours, your father and I, well, let's just say we'll have to hot air
Don't
balloon.
Let him in the house.
We'll have
to, you're gonna come in. I still have to patch up this part.
They're gonna put you. No.
I don't want it. First of all, Dad's always patching up.
Man.
He bought an old air balloon that he has to patch up.
Are you
up.
Telling me you don't see the value in restoring antique air balloons?
In general, for professionals, yes. For him, no. I don't want to get in the hot air balloon Dad thinks he is fixed.
No,
he knows how
to. Well, we're going to have to.
No, Duncan.
Because
Mrs.
he, quote, ironed on
please,
a patch to
no.
jeans one
no,
time.
No, Mrs. Duncan, please, no. We don't want to go on the hot air balloon.
Well, we won't go in the hot air balloon that is being painstakingly restored by our hobbyist father.
It gives me peace. It's my version of meditation.
We won't have to do that if you return Ulysses S. Flames to this house in 1.25 hours.
Did you say 1.25 hours or
yes.
1.25 hours?
1.25 hours. An hour and 15 minutes.
I just need
minutes.
To know, I want to know if I have 15 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes, 75 minutes to return to this house with President Ulysses S. Flames.
Mrs. Duncan,
yes,
do I
Christina.
Have time to pee?
Of course, Christina. You have 75 minutes. How you use them is up to you.
No, don't smoke bomb away. Oh, she always does that.
That's such a cool trick.
That was really cool.
I'm not even allowed to have smoke bombs, which is so freaking lame because I know they've got like a bunch.
Guys, I want to apologize that when we went to my house last, all we did was make cake pops.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that I secretly live alone and my parents never came to this country with me and I escaped by myself.
Listen.
Wait.
Hold
what?
On.
Oh, shit.
We're
well, now that
about-
we're all confessing stuff.
Oh, no, that shouldn't be a confession. Just like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
It's been hard. It's yeah. been really hard. You know, and me, Christina, Kim, I'm Korean, you know? And I lied. I'm not Korean.
Oh, that's okay.
It's just so hard to be real because I've been living a lie, too.
It's okay.
Yeah, this country is really, first of all, are you okay? It seems like you're okay. Second of all, this country's really not, does not have a great track record for like how we treat immigrants.
So it like, sucks. You know, I came to this country by myself.
I know. That's wild. First of all, congratulations. That's supposed to be
wow,
very
what a
hard
big
to do.
I mean, and also scary. I've never yeah. been anywhere by myself.
Yeah. And I just been living alone and I'm making my own food and just trying to survive as a 9-year-old.
Oh my
Jeepers,
gosh.
Christina, please come live with
us. Yeah, stay here. Live with us.
But who do I
actually,
live with?
Well, you probably.
Ooh, who,
let me
okay.
make this real easy. This
who
is
do
be-
you live with? Well, let me make my case.
Because Duncan has the FBI stuff. And
yeah,
you-
and a fire newt, and you could maybe go on a hot air balloon, but...
But Kellyanne...
I mean, I think you two should convince me.
If you stay at my house, we have every streaming platform, and I have a trundle bed.
If you stay at my house, you will have a less good time than if you stay at Kellyanne's house, which is where you should stay.
And if you stay at my house 4 times happens in the summer. We drive to the shore. But if you were there, I think we could ask for one time more.
And if you stay at my house, we frequently have to lock all the doors and windows and not go outside because we're hiding.
So stay at my house.
Yes, I agree. Stay with Kellyanne.
Stay at my house.
It seems like you're still sort of mulling it over, so let me make it
stay
easy.
Stay at my house.
Stay at Kellyanne's house. Why do you have your finger in the air like, where should I stay?
Also, is there a Q&A portion?
What if we stay at my house?
Okay.
You don't have a house.
Rentals.
Maybe if you stay with me, we'll have no responsibilities. And we can stay up all night and just do silly things.
Like we could make cake pops, but the stick is a talkies.
Like we could make smoke bombs out of sand and sticks and leaves.
Stay at your house.
Have to make our own food? Is that what you said?
We have to make our own food. But when I say this, it'll be like the real world, Las Vegas. We can drink alcohol even though we're nine.
We can get drunk when we're nine. And that sounds fine, but just to check, just to clarify. Because you came here by yourself and you are making your own food. So I'm sorry to dig deeper. I'm not trying to be rude. Could you describe the house? I want to make sure that it is a house and not like a box or just like a big plot of land.
I came here by myself.
Wow.
And it was a rough trip.
Yeah.
But luckily I got an American scholarship.
That's incredible.
Congratulations.
I was the only one and the last. They never did it in the past. And they stopped because it made no sense for all the presidents. So they said, build your house with this 18K. I said, oh my goodness, what a beautiful day.
And you built a house.
Wow.
18K.
Learning so much about my friends today.
We'll stay at your
house.
Will they stay at her house? What's going on with that fire newt? What are Duncan's parents investigating? Is that hot air balloon safe? Are those old people gonna get off in the middle of the desert?
Wow, so many questions, but can you handle one more? Can I compare you to a cheese? Find out when we return to the second half of... Can I Compare You to a Cheese? The musical!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, welcome back. Well, listen, there were a ton of questions, and here come some answers. Find out on the second half of May I Compare You to Some Cheese? May I Compare You to a Cheese?
May I Compare You to a Cheese?
Who could say
a
the
cheese.
Musical?
Why not why the cheese? Wait, what? Why do we say cheese when we take pictures? Let's unpack that for 2 seconds, huh?
Well, I always thought it was because it made our faces go into smiles.
Well, yeah. I don't really get it because adults always have these phrases, you know, like say cheese and, you know, the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah,
and it's
or
just,
don't go online because they track everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Or don't eat pickles because that's a foreign power trying to influence you.
Whoa, Duncan, there's like, well, first of all, I actually have like endless amount of questions for both of my dear friends.
Okay.
But we only have like 40 minutes left to find this freaking newt.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's not going to be hard. He always goes to the same place.
Whoa.
Oh, where's
really?
That?
It's a bummer and I don't want to go.
Well, we have to. We're running out of time, Duncan.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, actually, I'm not sure. What
the
do you
old
think
electrical of? Grid?
Oh,
the
man.
Old abandoned electrical grid?
The old abandoned electrical grid out in the middle of the desert where those old people are always off-roading.
It's so dangerous.
It's not only is it
it's
dangerous.
It's
going
to be really hard to get our one wheels over there.
And all these old people, they're always driving without their glasses on and they can hardly even see the road.
And they're also, all like, it's fine. I know how to, I can do it. And it's like, you clearly can't. This is a 45 miles
okay,
per hour.
Okay, but now we only have 38 minutes, Duncan. We got to
okay,
put
we
got
to go. Let's run.
Go.
Let's run. We don't have cars. What if we take the hot air balloon?
Yeah, wait, what if we take the hot air balloon?
To the desert to find the old people and the new.
Kids, are you interested in getting in this hot air balloon?
It's all patched up.
Perfect timing, it's all patched up.
Can't believe it.
Here we go. Ooh, step, watch your step.
Hi, Dad, yes,
it's
we'd like to talk.
It's a perfect time
here
to take to the sky. With my little guy and his two friends. Well, it's the perfect time.
He practices this song in the show.
Up so high.
You're a good singer.
I know.
With my little guy and two pals. Now, if you have a question, why not feel so safe?
There's a whole other
yes,
thing, Dad.
I had to do some reweaving on this basket. Oh, what do with this news? This once belonged to Howard Hughes. And now here we are at the grid.
Thanks, Dad.
So
bye.
It's a
nope. Bye. And fly away. There he goes.
There he goes.
Wow. So he just parachuted.
From Howard Hughes?
Yeah, he bought Howard Hughes' old air balloon.
He parachuted
it
out.
That's really cool, man.
Wow. Wait,
is
so
it?
He's gone.
I don't have a frame of reference.
It's really cool. I mean, that's like a piece of history.
Who is Howard Hughes even anyway, though?
What?
I have no idea.
He's not even like.
Wait, what?
Is that like Howard Stern?
No, no guys. Wait, yeah. What?
Is he like some cool radio host like Howard Stern?
No.
Does he have cool like call-in things where people like go?
I just know there's a plaza.
Wahoo!
With a buffalo wild wings.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking
here
about.
Here we go.
Oh. Where are we right now?
We're in the electrical plant,
grid.
But there's an old lady.
Oh, we got here already. Oh.
There's an
wow,
old lady having fast. Orgasms like she's Mario over there.
Here we go.
Princess Peach?
Woohoo!
Wow. I'll have what she's having. My parents watched that movie.
Good joke.
But I haven't seen him in a long time.
Wah!
Oh, that old man's having orgasms like he's Wario.
Wah!
Oh, that old man's having orgasms
like
he's
dry bones.
I think his penis fell off. Yeah, I bet they're having dried bones. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
don't apologize
sorry.
For that one. That one was good as heck.
Where'd you learn that?
I don't even know. I think Howard Stern. Hey, look, you're right. Oh. There's the freaking newt.
He's just newt. Up there. Just
but why is he standing on two back legs? And why is he wearing glasses? And why is he connecting a bunch of wires, Duncan?
Ugh, do you Whoa. Remember the PlayStation game or the early PlayStation game, Gex Enter the Gecko?
What?
There's this little lizard, and he's kind of like a secret agent. He's based off this fire newt. It's no big deal.
Wait, oh, that's...
Yeah, the fire newt's in the FBI. It's not a big deal.
We know.
Okay, I really need to like rework with you guys what you think a big deal is. Like, one
Your
of you
family just- made cake pops. I'm never allowed to have cake pops.
No, I'm clearly the most banal kid here, okay? One of you came to a different country at the age of 9 and built their own 18K, I imagine, beautiful little house. And one of them lives with like 3 FBI agents, one of whom bought Howard Hughes' hot air balloon. Cake pops are shit compared to this.
Sorry. First of all, don't talk about my friend that way. The cake pops were great and I loved them.
We love you.
Second of all, I also have questions for her other friend who said she was Korean and then walked that back almost immediately as if she was hiding something else with it, but didn't follow through with what that was. Third, I did kind of misspoke. The fire newt is a secret agent, but he's not with the FBI. It's a big deal. I'm not supposed to tell my parents. Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, your parents don't even know who he's working for? But then why did your mom care so much that he came back within 1.25 hours?
I think probably because they're supposed to keep eyes on him to make sure that he's not like foreign power.
It's part of the case. So you have enemies inside your house.
Yeah, it could even be him. Who even knows?
It probably is him. That's why she said he was supposed to be under lock and key. But then again, why would she trust 3 kids to solve this problem?
Yeah, so now that he's
Why would I trust 3 kids to solve this problem?
Mrs. Duncan, how'd you get here so fast?
The hot air balloon, of course.
Oh, no. There he goes. Bye, Dad.
Bye, I love you.
Wait, he does round trips?
Wow. Oh, yeah, sure. Pop in, pop out, pop up, pop down.
It's not what it looks like. We're not Team Newt.
I knew you were not Team Newt, but I also knew that perhaps the 3 of you were ready. Ready to enter.
No, pass.
Duncan, I haven't even said what
Hard
I'm about.
Are we getting initiated
yes,
into the FBI?
Yes,
we're
going to try to bring you into the FBI, and it's boring.
Oh, you think this is the FBI, dear child?
Wait, what?
You think that this is just the Federal Bureau of Investigation? You think all we do is wiretap about tax fraud and catch the McDonald's people who are making millions off of the million monopoly makers?
Yeah, the monopoly fraud.
You think that's McDonald's what kind monopoly. Of local regional outfit we're running here?
Well, I guess you're probably going to tell me, Mom. So what's your cool not McDonald's fraud thing that you're doing?
Huh. Well, get this. If you download a recipe from, let's say, Food and Wine.
Okay.
And you take all your time to use your printer and your ink and even maybe LaserJet to print out those said recipes, well, here you might regret, because those are watermarked properties you pay by some subscription. And oh no, oh dear, yes, I've a premonition that maybe a certain nephew or maybe a certain niece didn't care about ownership and thought, huh, I've got the fleece. And they printed out that recipe, put it in an envelope with a stamp. Oh, they thought, I'll just wipe my hands, I'll get off this off-ramp. But no, that's not where the story ends, because if you use the postal code, well, I have a bunch of bad news I'm about to unload.
So far, I thought it would be more cool, but it's less cool. So that's still a hard pass, cause so far, I thought it would be more cool, but it's less cool.
It's less cool. Oh, well, you use the postal servants, that's a federal agency, to deliver a recipe of summer salmon, all delicious, I see. Well, now you're facing 2 counts of mail fraud.
God.
Those can give you up to 10 years or thousands in fines.
Mom.
We'll probably make a deal because you're a first-time offender.
Hey, Mom. What's going on in there? What's going on in there? What's going on in there?
Oh, nothing.
I heard you saying. Do you also deliver a lemon meringue?
Oh.
Because I'm an old person.
Yes, I see that.
In the corner.
Yes, oh, okay. No. You three who off-road to get off.
And they broke in. There's one man in the corner.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get off in the corner. What's all this ruckus?
Oh, well, I was going to indict someone here for mail fraud and,
Hey, who's... I'm not getting indicted for
Well, it's
fraud.
You. It's Kellyanne. Oh, come on. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't be printing out recipes for
Mom,
my grandma.
Don't indict my friend for mail fraud. Because okay. She printed out a recipe that she didn't have a subscription to.
Wait, so now is everyone in on it? The new... Your mom? The old people having sex with cheese and Rocky Roads? Like, everyone's in the FBI?
Oh, no, those three are just getting off. I couldn't be interested in them if you paid me to. I don't know why this newt is behaving so strangely. I just want Duncan to have better pet ownership skills. And, well, 75 minutes from when we spoke was dinner time, so I wanted him home in time.
Oh.
And
oh,
I didn't
shoot.
Want
oh,
the roast to
burn. Work on the way that you phrase things. It felt like they were all connected.
Wait,
you
but guys, I'm being indicted for a mail fraud?
No, you're not. Mom,
Wait.
You're not going to indict my friend
she
for
is.
Mail fraud. No,
she's
not. Don't indict my friend for mail fraud. First of all, she's a minor, and I'm pretty sure that you can't prosecute her for mail
fraud. She is. She is.
Yes, I know that she... Mom, stop pointing... Stop it. Mom.
What about me? Am I going to get in trouble for living alone as a 9-year-old?
Don't offer up other things that she can possibly get
Not
you on the hook
trouble,
for.
Sweetheart, but I do think we should be on some sort of schedule of dropping you meals at the minimum. I'm going to talk to some of the other moms. We're going to have a good old-fashioned phone tree because we can't just leave you completely on your own as a 9-year-old. Although I walked by your charming abode you built straight
18K.
Off a tiny home's HGTV. I mean, way to really value and make the most of your space. Duncan, you could learn a thing or two when I ask you to organize your shoes.
Organize your shoes.
I'll organize my shoes all day. I'm still not going to be able to construct a house for $18,000.
All right, listen, Kellyanne. Yeah? I'm going to let you off with a warning this time. Oh, thanks. But please, remember, if you get a stamp involved, it can be mail fraud, so you do need to be careful. I know, it's just so hard. I wish my grandma would learn about email. I've tried to teach her several times. I know it can be hard. There's a gap between knowledge and, you know, sometimes it's just hard to learn new tricks. Not hard to lose these new tricks. Okay.
Yeah, these three are having a real party with themselves.
There's so many voices in this. Where are we again?
In this abandoned...
The desert by the abandoned electrical grid. But wait. I think every question's been answered except for two.
And just give me this. Thank you. And back on my shoulder. And we're good.
Oh. Okay, that was one of my questions.
Home sweet home, Newt.
What? Are you hiding about that newt, Duncan?
It's not a big deal, and I can't even tell you, and even if I could tell you, you wouldn't even believe it.
This is a day about trust and learning about each other, and
yeah.
You need to tell us.
Friends tell the truth.
He's mapping the power grid for the Russians.
Oh my gosh, and you're helping him?
Yeah, obviously.
So cool!
He's my friend. What am I going to do, not help him map the power grid for the Russians?
Yes!
Well, now that you put it that way...
Well, okay, hold on. Well, why can't we get in on it?
I mean, you can, but I don't really do anything. I just sort of like go pick him up when he's also like, sorry, I'm going to cover his ears real quick. This isn't even the power grid. This is an abandoned power plant. This is the only one that he comes to.
Oh. So you're just like helping him feel important?
Yeah.
That's
so he's
nice.
Like, he's so just, he's like old and he doesn't even remember where he is. He has like... Old
yeah, he's new- probably talking about, oh, my cross stitch got in the way of my billy
yeah.
mouth bass.
Yeah, probably like, oh, this meringue temperature is all whack.
So but that's yeah. why he comes to this place where all the old people are having sex.
Yeah, he's super old. I think he's like 35 or something.
Ew, that's like practically dead.
That's
Put him on
telling.
An island already.
Go die already.
Get out of here already.
Buy a plot already.
All yeah. right. Listen, guys, it's almost dinner time and I do have to be home too. So I actually just have one more question also. Well, I have a bunch more questions, really, but I only have one more question
for today.
For today,
yeah.
When When you have friends, when you have people that you love, there's always more to discover. When you meet people and they start to rise above, there's always more to uncover. You start out knowing a little, but they get better over time. It's like a really good friend is aging up its rind. Can I compare you to a cheese? Can I compare you? It's something I gotta do. Nay, it's something I feel like a need. Can I compare you to a cheese?
Kellyanne, you can compare me to any cheese you like. And I'm so glad that you now know that I'm not fibbing about all of the things in my life. And Christine, we've got just a whole lot more to unpack on a different day. But as long as we're here and we're going to dinner, I would just like to say, can I compare you?
Gets spilled, and hot balloons have holes to be filled like a Swiss. And I'm gonna really miss your mom, cause don't forget, even though she's hard, she's wet like a mozzarella. And we're just a cool bunch of fellas in this friendship circle. Who can compare you to a cheese?
Can I compare you to a cheese? It's like each of us is different, but each of us fills out a board of charcuterie.
A true hero. A true hero of rhyming.
Yeah, we do need it. We do like to give a timestamp for our dear sweet listeners so they know all the lovely effort that Sherry Cola did give us. 30 minutes of tech setup.
30 minutes of tech setup.
I could have gone 45 because I love y'all so much.
Oh my gosh. This was such a dream.
Forever, but you're busy. You're making moves. You're making it happen. So where can the people find you? What should the people know?
Sherry Cola on Instagram, and watch Good Trouble on Freeform and Hulu. And I want to come back. Bring me back.
Hell yes.
Yeah, dude.
Most
anytime.
Definitely.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. All well, this has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up to She's Back, Dana Wiggins on the Stickins. Give it up to Sean Matthew Leary, who's doing so much beautiful work for us. Guess what? There's new merch. You can find it at Tee Public. He made those merch designs for you, and we are so lucky to have him. And alas, we did run out of time to find out what sound the Wooden Frog makes, but as always, this is brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does he make? One day we'll find out.
We'll try to figure it out one day. If you want to support the show, gosh, we would love to have you mosey your way on over to offbookclubhouse.com. We got a couple tiers and we got some bonus stuff for you, including videos and downloads. Some great stuff there. Episodes from our archive.
And as you say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if your fire newt is getting out,
It's pretty cute, without a doubt.
Bye!